Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool lined up. Absolutely. We're diving into 7 AI thumbnail generator secrets that pro creators never share. I'm super curious about this one, right? These insights can really change the game when it comes to boosting your video performance. Did you know that using an AI generated thumbnail can improve your YouTube video click-through rate by a whopping 154%? Whoa, 154%? That's insane. But I bet if you just type in surprised face into a generic tool, you won't get those kinds of results. Exactly. That's why we're going to explore the real secrets behind these AI tools. Let's kick things off by talking about what an AI thumbnail generator actually does under the hood. Yeah, I'm interested. So it's more than just slapping images together, right? Definitely. Think of a thumbnail as the cornerstone of your content strategy. When you enter a prompt, the AI isn't just drawing, it's predicting pixels based on billions of images. But beginners often get stuck because they rely on default settings. Right, it's like driving a sports car in eco mode. So what should people do instead? To really maximize your results, you need to take control. Manually adjust your settings and be specific with your prompts. This can significantly improve the quality of your thumbnails. That makes a lot of sense. So what's this about custom, LoRa, models? Ah, this is secret custom. LoRa, or low-rank adaptation models, are changing the game for creators. For example, Ali. Abdal boosted his click-through rate from 4% to 10.7% by training a model on his previous successful thumbnails. Wow, that's a huge increase. So it's like tuning a car to your specific driving style? Exactly. When you train a model with your best performing thumbnails, it learns your unique style, saving you tons of time and effort. It's like having a personalized thumbnail assistant. And how do you even start with that? You just upload 15 to 20 of your best thumbnails into a compatible tool. The AI learns and starts mimicking your specific style, making it way easier to produce high-quality designs. That's super interesting. But what about A/B testing? I've heard pros do that too. Great segue. This is secret 4. Top creators like MeBeast don't just guess, they use a custom pipeline to A/B test different thumbnail variants. This kind of testing can achieve dramatic view increases. So you're saying they can test multiple thumbnails simultaneously? Exactly. You can generate 3 to 4 distinct variations using an AI tool, focusing on different elements like facial expressions, action shots, or text-heavy designs. It's a systematic approach to finding what works. That's smart. And it seems like you don't need a huge team to do this? Not at all. Even solo creators can implement this strategy effectively. You can achieve significant results, even with a small setup. And what about the hybrid approach you mentioned? How does that work? Ah, secret 6. A pure AI-generated thumbnail might not cut it. Research shows that 53% of marketers blend AI designs with human edits, which can yield 5 times the return on investment. So you're saying AI does the bulk of the work and then the human touch adds that final polish? Exactly. The AI can handle the lighting, background, and composition, but you still need to go in and refine the text and other details. A human touch creates that emotional connection that can convert viewers into subscribers. I love that. It really highlights the importance of creativity in the process. And speaking of creativity, let's talk about future trends. By 2026, we're seeing what's called multimodal integration, where AI analyzes the actual video content to create relevant thumbnails. Wait, so the AI can watch the video and pull the best frames for the thumbnail? That's incredible. Yup, this innovation means thumbnails won't just be clickbait anymore. They'll genuinely match the content, boosting engagement. That's a game changer. So, what are some quick tips for creators looking to get started with these tools? Always use negative prompts to filter out unwanted quality. Blend AI-generated backgrounds with real photos of yourself for trust, and definitely test at least 3 variations for every video. Got it? So to wrap things up, what would you say are the key takeaways from this episode? Alex, the main points are: take control of your AI tools, experiment with custom models, and don't underestimate the power of the human touch in your designs. Absolutely. That's a wrap for this episode of The Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.